lightning in his hand and steel in his eyes. His trigger finger never hesitates. A lone figure in the dust, quicker than a shadow, deadlier than a storm. He lives by the bullet, where every showdown could be his last, but it never is. His legend is written in gunpowder and blood, every shot echoing through history. In a world where a heartbeat can cost you everything, he's always a step ahead of death. DJ Outlaw.
Good morning, Sigonella. It is currently 7:51, and if you're looking for something fun to do tomorrow afternoon, head on over to MWR Chart Room from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for your chance to win big. That's right. Bingo is back every Thursday night.
Bingo?
Yes.
Is back?
Bingo's back.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go.
I think we should go. Let's see if we can go win that jackpot.
What are we doing sitting here? We should be over there right now. Let's go.
All right.
Can't you just push a button and have an automatic program come up?
I could just slide the slider up, and then we can go win something.
Let's do that. Okay. Just run last week's program.
Okay. Goodbye, Sigonella. This is DJ Outlaw tuning out.
Let's do it.
Just kidding. We're here in the studio this morning with Mr. Graves, and we're kicking it off with the top 100 1989 songs.
Ooh, that's right. And I think we're on 92.
That's right.
I think so. I don't know.
Do you know what number 92 is today?
I have no earthly idea. Do you?
Yeah, it's This Time I Know It's For Real by Summer, Donna Summer.
It's for real.
It's for real.
We're not kidding, folks. It's number 92.
So stay tuned. We've got a whole bunch of coming up for you next. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best. Welcome back to the studio. I'm here with Mr. Graves and the Credo program. We are back.
They didn't even notice us overplaying bingo.
No,
you
we didn't.
So close. You almost got the full card.
That's
you
the almost smooth criminal of DJ Outlaw.
It was something, wasn't it?
It was something.
Wild. And now we're back in the studio. And not even breathing heavily.
Nope.
We're in better shape than I thought. Of course, you carried me back, so that's why I'm doing fine. But look at you over there, looking at your notes.
Yeah, I'm trying to see where we're at today.
Yeah,
and I
no
think we're
to...
jumping right back into the Credo program.
Yeah, you can't keep up with what we're doing because it's stream of consciousness.
It is stream of consciousness.
Yeah, these notes, they don't mean anything at all.
We're just being.
We're being. That's what we're being today. Yeah, talking about Credo programs and all the stuff that we got coming up here. Looking ahead into February, because we're at the end of January right now. The next thing I got really is a Safe Talk NDoc, and that's on the 10th of February. And this is set up, you know, for the NDoc. But if you would like to get certified in Safe Talk, you can come over and join in the class. Just let me know. Okay, that you are there, and we'll make sure you get on the roster and get your certificate. But that's going to be at 1330 in the chart room over at Midtown. So if you're interested in that, come on by. Next thing I got is a mindfulness class. Okay, now we're going to start doing these in February, and I've got three of them on my calendar right now. It's going to be on Wednesdays and at 15:30 in the SEAT classroom. I think you and I talked about that last time. That's the classroom behind the hospital.
Yes.
The water treatment plant.
It's not the water treatment plant.
It's not the water treatment plant. Don't go in there. But it's mindfulness. Be about a 30-minute session. End up being about a 20-minute guided meditation session. That's coming up on the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th of February. So if you're interested in that, just show up. Just show up over there at the SEAT classroom, and we'll be talking about that every Wednesday until we get to that point. So you'll have plenty of reminders out there. And then I have my last retreat, a marriage enrichment retreat coming up 28 February. There is no 29th of February. 28 February, 1st and 2nd of March. Okay, so marriage enrichment retreat. This is for couples that you get a weekend. You get a weekend at a 4-star hotel, downtown Catania. And if it's the one I think it is, it's right on the beach, but it's not a sandy beach. It's a rocky beach, so just be prepared for that. Wear your Crocs, okay, or something like that. And yeah, it's a it's just free weekend for the couple. We pay for the lodging, we pay for the food, we got transportation. We'll get you there and back again. But if you want to take your POV, you certainly can. There's ample parking. But parking's a little weird at this place. There's two different parking lots, and they're both underground. So you just have to be aware, you know, when you get there about what's happening with the parking situation. But we're going to go over, you know, communication skills. We'll do the, you know, seven habits. You know, we'll look at the five love languages. We're going to do the primary colors, personality sorter thing. So we got a lot of stuff there, and I think I'm going to give you some really good tools to use as a couple. Because a lot of times, you know, you can get married, you don't know each other that well, or maybe you think you do, and then you start finding out stuff. I call it the shakedown cruise, about the first 2 years of marriage, and you start, oh, I never noticed that. See, the beer goggles come off at that point, you know, and you start going, oh, and they start going, oh, yeah, all right, so here we are. And so this gives you a chance to really kind of look at who you are and look at who your partner is, and then how do you make that work, you know, that combination. Any combination is going to work. Okay, we can make all of them work, but it's very helpful knowing that, like with the personality trait, okay, this is who you are as a person. And then looking at love languages, because a lot of times what I have discovered is that you just miscommunicate. You know, your love language may be spending quality time together, and theirs may be gift giving and receiving. And so maybe you like spending time with the other person, and that's not really doing anything for them. I hate to break it to you, but it's not. And what they want is, you know, something tangible. And so that makes it so much easier when you realize, okay, it's not me. It's just that, you know, I usually respond to my love language. And that's what I assume everybody else has, the same love language. And they don't. Okay, so it's very helpful to realize what somebody else's love language is and let them know what yours is. So you get that reciprocal relationship going back and forth. So we'll be looking at a lot of that stuff, but it's a great weekend and a chance to get away from the kids. No kids. No kids. Okay, so find a babysitter. Okay, or something, and get away from the kiddos, you know, for a weekend. So it'll be a lot of fun. So that's what I got coming up here. Oh, and the other thing I want to mention is always the unit-specific workshops. I do a lot of those. Units want me to come in and do resiliency training, do some of the personality stuff, doing mindfulness stuff. And so, and I've got some shorter suicide prevention classes I can do. So if you'd like for me to come down to your unit and do something just for you guys, let me know, and I will tailor a program just for you.
All right, you heard it here at 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best. Welcome back to the studio. I'm here with Mr. Graves and the Credo program. So we've got some mindful eating to talk about, Mr.
Yeah,
Graves.
Yeah, we do. And I was panicking there for a minute because nothing was in focus, and then I realized, oh, I don't have my glasses on. This is what you've got to look forward to. It's going to happen to all of you at some point out there, okay? But yeah, we're looking at, we're continuing to look at mindful eating out here. And so what we're looking at today is shopping. How many of you guys like to go shopping? And I'm looking
Depends
at
on
you,
if I'm with my wife.
DJ Outlaw, you and your wife like to go shopping?
She likes to go shopping.
Oh okay. Well, I'm guilty. I love to go shopping. I like it. My wife and I, well, during the lean years, you know, when we were starving college students and starving seminarians, that was our entertainment. You know, we would go out and just window shop. Okay. And so that's kind of become what we do. We still do that years later. And so, but I like shopping. I do. And what they're talking about here, and with mindfulness, it's being aware of what you're doing in the present moment. Okay. So when you're shopping, be a shopper. Okay. Be shopping.
Don't be thinking about something else.
Just think about shopping out here. And with mindful shopping, you're going to be thinking about the ingredients You're going to be thinking about the amounts, you know, like your sugar, salt, all that kind of stuff, checking everything out. Okay, you kind of get it in your mind, you know, what's healthy. And so here's a little list they have here. It says, talking about food, buy it with thought. Think about carefully everything that you're going to buy. Pick it up, look at it, and decide, do I really want this? Do I need this? Is it good for me? Okay, is this healthy? Okay, that's a tough one.
That is
a real tough one there. My wife, bless her heart, you know, she's trying to do the right thing, you know, trying to get us to eat healthy. And I think we were sharing, you know, when we went back to state, she had, you know, a bout of kidney stones, you know, and we had a horrible time with those things. And this kidney stone was about the size of your head. Okay, it was gigantic. And the doc said, this thing's been growing for a long time. And so they gave her a list of foods to not eat. It was all this stuff that we had been eating that we thought was healthy. Okay, it was... You know, it was Brussels sprouts, all this stuff that you think is good for you. It's high in some kind of oxfoliate, whatever, blah, 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 that causes kidney stones. And like beans and peas, which we dearly love, are off the list. Potatoes.
No way.
Way, buddy. So Samwise Gamgee, you and your potatoes, you know, taters, put them in whatever. You can't do that anymore. So, you know, not only am I hit with this no gluten thing, okay, but now I'm hit with this other thing. Can't eat peanut butter.
What?
Yes. You cannot. Peanut butter is another thing on the verboten list. Okay. So when we go, we have to be extra careful now. And we're looking at all the ingredients and everything. So buy your food with thought and cook it with care. Be very, very aware of how you're going to prepare it, how you're going to cook it. We started using olive oil.
Okay,
and we've completely gotten away from all the other saturated fats and all that other stuff out there and just using olive oil. But, you know, again, we were raised in the South. Everything was bacon grease. You know, you put your bacon in the morning and you got your drippings out and you kept a big can there on the oven, on the stove, and then you would take that and you would use that throughout the day to cook with.
I mean, I still do. I'll cook my bacon first and then fry my eggs in the bacon grease.
See, it's exactly right. And you go, no, stop it. We're going to take all the joy out of your life. But we started using olive oil, and I love it. I like the flavor that it gives to whatever you're cooking. And make sure you're getting the cooking olive oil, because regular olive oil is going to splatter all over the place, and this one doesn't splatter quite as much. It's designed to be, you know, to fry stuff in it. Okay. So we do that. And now here's one. It says use less wheat and meat. Oh, I am so sorry, guys. But yeah, less wheat and less meat out there. And this is another weird thing. Like on her list, nope, no pork, no more pork, you know, no beef. No, actually, I think we can eat beef now. Chicken is okay. Turkey's okay. But this is what's a killer. Processed meats are okay.
What?
Processed meats are okay. So go buy you a big thing of bologna, okay, and eat that. Okay, and that's just buy local foods. And, yeah, we are in the place right here, buddy, on this island for local foods, local produce, fresh, cheap. And there's such a wonderful variety. Something is always in season here in Sicily. Okay, you got your eggplant, which we can't eat anymore, but you got all this stuff. We can't eat anything.
You can't eat eggplants on the list as well?
I think it's on the list, too, because we were going through the list, all this stuff that we really like. And it's like, oh, my gosh. But, yeah, buy local stuff whenever possible. Okay, fresh stuff. And then serve just enough. Okay, just, you know, don't over serve, you know, and just eat a reasonable portion of food. Okay, and I've noticed as I get older, you know, my appetite is not what it used to be, and I don't eat as much as I eat. I'm still huge. Okay, you know, that's going to be with me for a while, but I just don't eat as much. And like when we go out to eat, well, here and especially back in the States, we could just order one entree and split it, and we'd be fine. we eat two or three meals off, whatever we order when we go out to eat. We always take it home, the leftovers, and I try to eat half. And sometimes I can't even eat half of what's on the plate. But, thank goodness we have, the over 55 menu. I need the over 75 menu now. Okay, it's like one little fish stick, probably, a cracker, and that's going to be about it. But serve just enough, all right? Don't overdo it. And then use your leftovers. Use your leftovers. And thank goodness for, all the little butter, containers and all that stuff. And, it's like a guessing game. What's in the fridge? I don't know. But my mom used to drive my wife crazy because she would save a spoonful of whatever. So we'd have all these little tiny things, and I'm the same way now. I save whatever, and then put it together at the end of the week. So use what's left and don't waste it. Okay, so that's important stuff. And then the next one is talking about, have we done enough?
No, let's jump into it.
We got time. Be aware of your cravings and listen to your body when it tells you you're hungry. Okay, do that. Do you know the docs, the dietitian? Now give me, let me know. Let's see, Lieutenant Commander Love, right? Okay, if you're listening right now, you call us and let us know if I'm wrong or not. 5 small meals a day. We're almost like hobbits. They eat large meals, but eat 5 times a day, smaller portions, smaller meals and stuff. But be aware of your cravings, because this affects your feelings, your emotions, how you're dealing with other people. Hangry. We talk about being hangry. It's a real thing. Always carry a Snickers in your pocket. Okay. Can we say Snickers on the air?
I don't see a problem.
We did, didn't we?
We did.
Okay.
I'm craving Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, so, whatever. You see, I got a Yoda on here that says, hangry you are, eat you must. Okay, so if you're feeling hunger pangs, go ahead and eat something. Because if you starve yourself, that's not a good thing, but then you tend to overeat when you do eat. So if you eat enough to get the edge off, okay, and then maybe when you're eating, and this is another thing about mindful eating, is taking your time to eat. Okay, when we all went through basic training, we had to scarf everything right down immediately. And that's a tough habit to break. And so what we want you to do is take your time, enjoy your meal, consciously think about every bite. I think we talked before about when you're eating, being quiet, not even having a conversation, don't have your phone on or any of that stuff. And it's okay to have a conversation, that's fine. But if you're eating by yourself, think about the food that you're eating, with every bite, think about how it tastes. They have what they call I guess it's like the raisin test or whatever. And just, take a raisin, look at it, examine it, see how it looks, smell it, the smell, then put it in your mouth. You taste it, the texture, all that stuff. And so you really experience the meal way more. It's like every bite, you're getting the total experience out of every bite. And so that's what mindful eating is all about. So, it's important that you eat when you're hungry. And pray your body's trying to tell you something. And then what was the one we just looked at here about the shopping? Be very aware and mindful while you're shopping in there. Closely inspect everything that you're looking at. All right, so that's that session. And when we come back, I think we're going to be talking about meal prep and then looking at your favorite foods, unless we run out of time.
All right, you heard it here at 105.9 AFN Sigonella. The station serving you, America's best. Welcome back to the studio. I'm here with Mr. Graves at the Credo program. And
whatever.
We're talking about mindful eating, part 4.
Yeah. Credo, potato, potato, tomato, tomato, whatever.
It's a common misconception.
It's okay. Here. Yeah, you just call it whatever you want to. And that's interesting because we're going to be talking about food preparation. And you and I were just talking about food preparation here. But that's another thing to do mindfully is when you're preparing your food, being very, very engaged and involved in the cooking. Don't be doing something else. Focus specifically on the cooking. And as it says here, bullet number 2, be present. And that's a big part of mindfulness, is just being present in the moment with whatever you're doing. So when you're preparing your meal, be totally engaged and involved in prepping the meal. One thing I like to do when I come home from work, I usually chop vegetables. You know, I've got a little thing I keep my chopped onions in, and my tomatoes and bell peppers and stuff. So, I've already chopped all this stuff up. So whatever we're cooking, we can use that as we want to, as a seasoning or whatever. So it's always there. But it's very important to just be in that moment, be engaged in the chopping of the vegetables. And then while you're doing it, breathe. Practice your breathing. It's like Darth Vader. So think about your breathing and see if you get a rhythm going, with your breathing and your chopping, or you don't have to, but just be very involved in whatever the prep is that you're doing. If you're frying stuff, you're preparing things, as you're putting them together, be present in that moment. And now we jump over to your favorites. And that's important too. What we want you to do is actually sit down and make a list of your favorite foods. And not be judgmental about it. Just put it down and then look at it and go, that's really a good choice. Is that the best choice for me? And you might have to make a hard decision on there. Maybe one of your favorite foods is terrible for you. I don't know. But that's something you have to balance. Okay. Is it how much toxins do I want to put into my body? How much badness do I want in there? Am I bad to the bone, with this thing? Am I the Tom Hardy of foods here? Okay. And so just be aware of what you're putting into your body, because we are literally what we eat. Okay. And that just doesn't go for food. That goes to everything else. Whatever you're taking in, like this radio program, you're ingesting that, and it's having some kind of impact on your day. And so if we're constantly listening to things that are negative, that make us angry and distress us, that is not good. You need to get away from that stuff and listen to things that are more positive, that are going to be more uplifting, because the more bad stuff you put in, the more stressful and negative stuff you put in, that's what you're going to start expressing to everybody else. So very important with our food that we do that, and with what the other stuff that we put in our body. Just be aware of whatever it is that is on the intake with you. So when we come back, I think it's going to be time for our shout outs. Is that right?
That is right.
That is correct. Okay, here we go.
Welcome back to the studio. So we've got some shout-outs, Mr. Graves.
Let's do them. Okay, here we go. Chockful of Nuts. We got Placido, Andrea. We got Roberta, Angela, Alberto, Gaetano, Lorenzo, Carletta, Erica, Biagio, and Mary over there. Commissary, we got Esty and Sylvie and Joey and Vince and Helen, Katia, David, Nino, 1 and 2. We got Claudia, Salvo, Enzo, Josie. We got Giochino, Emanuela, Loredana, Milena. We got Luisa, Azura, Francesca, Maria, and Grazia. Then in the pharmacy, we got Colin, Yvonne, Felix, Mitchell, Daniel, Justin, Matthew. And over at the library, we got April, Lucia, Amanda, Shatina, and Mike. Out on the flight line, our hero, Mr. G, and his sidekick, Kevin. And then we got John and Anthony. And up at Region, we got Douglas, Bradley, and Adrian. So there are your shout-outs today.
Thank you for listening in. This is 105.9 AFN Sigonella. Make sure to tune in this afternoon for our DJ Diesel on the Afternoon Alibi. This has been your host, DJ Outlaw, better known as Navy Seaman Jacob Hart.